The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 2nd. Today's word is connive, spelled C-O-N-N-I-V-E. Connive is a verb that means to pretend ignorance of or fail to take action against something one ought to oppose. It can also mean to be indulgent or in secret sympathy. It's a synonym of wink. It can also mean to cooperate secretly or have a secret understanding. Connive can also be a synonym of conspire or intrigue. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Boston Globe. Officers who connive and cheat to pad their paychecks aren't just stealing money. They're also eroding the crucial bond between the public and those sworn to protect and serve them. Connive may not seem like a troublesome term, but it was to Wilson Follett, a usage critic, who lamented that the word was undone during the Second World War when restless spirits felt the need of a new synonym for plotting, bribing, spying, conspiring, engineering a coup, preparing a secret attack. Follett thought connive should only mean to wink at or to pretend ignorance. Those senses are closer to the Latin ancestor of the word. Connive comes from the Latin connivere, which means to close the eyes, and which is descended from nivere, a form akin to the Latin verb nictere, meaning to wink. But many English speakers disagreed, and the conspire sense is now the word's most widely used meaning. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.